Well, I mean, one of the biggest things for Texas is the weather. It's warm here. I mean, and so we know this. And it's one of the things you see with most outdoor sports in Texas is since it's a nice, warm weather, people could play all year round, or for the most part, all year round. So that's why the major league teams will come tour Texas for their spring training in the, you know, and when it's still really cold in Indianapolis or Chicago or Pittsburgh, you know, they're going to be cold in March, kind of snowy and everything, but Texas is nice and warm. So they're going to come down here and these players are going to be just playing more. We're a bigger state. And then one of the things you see with the uniqueness of Texas is just kind of that, I don't know, you'd say sort of the funkiness of Texas history. That you see when you, I mean, for those, the people that study Texas history, is Texas a Southern or Western state? And it's that kind of combination of both, that Texas was racist, it was segregated. It is, especially when you get further east, you know, in deep east Texas, it is much more of a Southern state, but it's not, you know, it's not Mississippi. It's not Alabama. Like, there's still a little bit of a, I don't know, you can say, maybe like, Texas would not have a problem on off days renting out, because I mean the semi-pro teams had to pay for it and their games were always like Sunday night or Monday, but renting out the white local baseball stadium to the local African-American team, where in Alabama, you know, you probably might not see that, where it's like, oh, you know, you may be the, you know, Birmingham Black Barons, but you're sure not playing in the Birmingham Barons Stadium. You're playing in your own stadium, you know, even though you are a part of the Negro Southern League or a minor league. So there was just a little differentness, that element in Texas, where there might be a little more openness, but it's still segregated. It's still, you know, racist. You would have whites that might attend the semi-pro team. Like, you have people talk about that. But then at the same time, the Southern element, the white newspaper sure isn't going to cover any of these teams. Like, the Houston Eagles are not in the Houston Chronicle. You know, they're only in the Houston Informer, that kind of idea. And so that's going to help it. I mean, Texas being bigger, too, just we have a lot more players. And then just kind of the uniqueness of it, once Rube Foster starts his league, being a Texan, he wanted to help out Texas. So he mandated that the Negro, from 1920 to about 1925, when he stopped being in control of the league because of his health issues and mental issues, he mandated that they do spring training in Texas because he was a Texan. So it's that kind of also that Texas element of, you know, we love our state, helping out other people.